listening to a Jeremy, Katie, and Josh podcast.
Quickly, can I complain about something else?
Of course.
Yes.
What have we complained about today? I've complained about Katie, obviously.
Gosh.
Not putting a selfie on the backdrop of your phone.
Don't do that.
And stop calling meat protein. Just call it meat.
That's meat.
When you're at the restaurants, just meat. One other thing I want to complain about is the current state of emails, because I was talking to Nicole about this yesterday as we were both sitting in our office. I was replying to our work emails. She was doing her work emails. And we both were like, why have emojis now seeped into work emails? I don't know if you guys have noticed this. Yeah. Katie's like, you're a child if you're sending emojis on work emails. And the other thing on top of that is the at. Now we're getting the at Katie, can you do this?
Yeah.
At Josh, can you do this? At Jeremy, what do you think about this? Just put our names.
Yeah.
I don't want the at in my corporate work email anymore.
It does.
Just say my name.
No, but it gives you an extra notification.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
You need to look at this.
It gives me an extra annoyance.
I like the emojis.
I think it is so, again, it's like so 20-something. It's childish.
I prefer the emojis over
so not professional.
A period.
Yeah.
So not professional.
Okay, but if I'm emailing my boss, I'm not using emojis. If I'm emailing you guys on there, I'm using emojis.
No, I don't want you to.
You know
just
how many times I do, I'm so excited, and then three excited emojis.
I will get an email from Katie, and there's 40 emojis in it. And I've even showed Nicole. I'm like, look at this on a work email from Katie. I'm like, there is not necessary to put a picture of a dolphin
in her email. Yeah. Like, no, I do.
No,
like,
just write your email like an adult. Leave the emojis out of it. Treat this place like a business. And stop with the sunglasses face emoji guy.
Katie thinks you're friends. You think you're work acquaintances.
I know. I really do.
It's work.
We hang out every day. We're
going to
be friends, homie.
It is childish.
For like 6 hours a day, we hang out.
We are going to be friends, whether
and
you like it or not.
And the new girl in our promotions department's got to be 20-something, and it's always like this long email, and it's like, at this person, at this person, at this person, at this person. And it's just too much. It's too confusing for me, and I don't like it.
You don't sound old at all.
Just put my name.
Get off my lawn.
If just putting your name in an email makes you old, then so be it. Just say my name.
Did you bring your walker into work today?
I know.
In front of it.
Exactly.
Walker emoji.
Walker emoji.
I'm sorry. I think it is.
Where are your bifocals? Are you
so
just getting
angry? I
will do a push-up contest, and I will beat both of you, so shut your face.
I'm pretty good at the push-ups.
Oh, my God. I will beat you both down. I will
smiley
rub your face in the dog
with this walker.
Winky.
Winky face.
Is there anything else I want to tell you? Oh, this is kind of for Katie, because I think you were talking about getting back onto the dating apps, right? Weren't you?
Yeah.
She's in that fifth.
Jeez.
Katie's
frowny
in that
face.
Yeah.
At Katie, let me ask you a quick question. Because I know you're in a 15-month dry spell right now. So
I am.
So Match, Tinder, and Hinge are expecting to add more AI functions in the next couple months, including bots that essentially act like wingmen for you. They'll help you pick the best pictures. They'll help you write the most perfect messages back to people. Effective coaching for struggling users, essentially. So now AI is seeping into all the dating apps to help you get some, basically. Are you down with this?
No,
you okay with this?
I don't need AI because I have Josh, actually. I just thought of this last night, and I'm very excited.
And I'm not
about
in a 15-month dress.
He's not. And so, I just told him, because there's, situations I have where I'm like, if a guy reaches out to me and he says this, what should I say back? Because clearly I'm not doing it right. So now Josh and I have come up with a system where when guys message me, I'm going to message Josh first and say, what should I say back
to
them?
So you're Josh I. You're J.I.
I'm J.I. Did you ever see the movie Think Like a Man? That's exactly what we're going through right now.
That's what we're
going to
do.
How to think like a man.
I am not good at it. So we're going to see if Josh can help me out a little bit in this regard.
Oh,
so,
Lord help
you. I know. We'll have to report back and tell you
Josh
how
Josh has answered all the questions. It's just going to be, sleep with him.
I know.
Well,
right?
No. Okay.
What you need to do is sleep with him first and then find out.
You should just go to his house right now.
No.
What you need to do is have him over to the house.
I think Josh is going to give me some really good advice because he knows what I want out of relationships.
Yeah.
And so I think he's going to lead me the right way. I really
I
do.
I will not mislead you, Katie.
I think
Don't
you're
worry.
Gonna do a great
You've
job.
Got a wingman.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's go. I love it. I'm excited.
Go Team Josh.
J.I.
That's funny.
It's J.I. That's funny. It totally is. Well, good luck, Katie. I hope you knock out that 15-month dry spell.
Thanks, me too.
Knock it out quick. Get you some, girl.
Oh, my gosh.
Get you some. All right, it's time for PMI. We sift through all the stories when we come in the morning. We find a positive story, a minus story, and something just a little bit interesting. Who got the pee today?
I got that pee.
Katie got the pee.
And I have a very, very good story for people who love eggs and they are just too expensive to eat them right now. There is a breakfast restaurant called the Breakfast Palace right on Broadway in South Denver that has a big sign on the marquee that says, "No surcharge on eggs here."
Oh.
What?
So they're just raising the price on other things.
They're not. They're not, actually. There was a huge story about them last night, and the owner, one of the owners, Trish, was talking about how everything is expensive right now, and she doesn't want her customers to have to foot the bill when it comes to them going out for a nice meal, especially breakfast. She was like, you know, typically when a family went out for breakfast, it was because that is the cheapest meal to go out for. And so now that that's hitting us in such a way that eggs are a dollar extra per egg, she's like, that's ridiculous. I don't want our customers to have to pay that. And so they even asked her, well, does that mean that, you know, toast is going to go up or oatmeal
then
or
how are
you're
they
just
doing this?
Passing on the buck somewhere else? She said that they are collectively looking at ways to make it cheaper. They go get their eggs instead of having them delivered. They're looking at getting chickens. They're, you know, and here's the thing is I was doing a little bit of research as far as eggs in the state of Colorado. And you remember that law that went into effect that really affected Colorado. And that was that one of seven states that requires eggs to come from cage-free farms. And that law went into effect in January of that year, this year rather. And so that is a big reason we're seeing so much increase in price in eggs in Colorado is because of that law that we need cage-free eggs. And
I would
so,
rather pay extra for cage-free
eggs,
and
it's funny
be
because Utah, or Nevada rather, they delayed their law. That was also supposed to go into effect. They delayed their law by 120 days because of the bird flu and everything. They're like, we don't want to deal with Colorado what they're dealing with. So we are seeing this huge increase in egg prices. This breakfast place says, we're not doing it. And if it happens to avocados next month, well, we'll do with that when we get there, right? So I really
Shortly
love
thereafter,
this approach.
Breakfast Palace goes out of business.
No, aww. I love this approach. From
Actually, I think I've eaten there. I've looked them up. I think I've been there. That place is pretty decent.
They're going to raise their own avocados is what they're going to do.
I know, exactly. And I think that more people are willing to support a place like this, Breakfast
Absolutely.
Palace, that
yes.
is like, we want to put our customers first. We don't want them to have to pay the price for these eggs and this egg increase that is just, they're saying this is going to go up even more now. Like 40%
right,
eggs are
100%.
Supposed to go up.
Yeah.
So I think that this is a good look for them.
It looks good.
They are broadcasting
They've got
it,
a good
so
Yelp page.
It looks
yeah.
good. Yeah.
I mean, I just think it's so
food.
Smart, and I wish more restaurants would do that. I understand it's hard because you're having to pay extra, of course, for you to be able to keep your head afloat. You're probably going to have to pass on that charge to others, but if there's any way you can't.
I never thought I'd live in a time where we were so concerned about eggs.
I know.
I think it's an over-concern, but it's okay.
Well, it's
Very
right
much
before
so.
Easter,
yeah.
though. What are you talking about?
Just don't die eggs.
I went in to
I've
the
never
grocery
died
store.
It's a waste anyway.
I have never dyed an egg in my life.
We dye
ever.
Eggs, and then we end up throwing them away because the dye bleeds through,
yeah.
or we go outside and hide them with
Do
all
you
the kids.
Do not leak the eggs
yeah.
first?
Huh?
You got to pin poke and blow the yolk out.
What
you've
do
never,
you do
you've
the
never drained. You've never drained. You make the eggs. You've never drained
oh.
the egg.
No, I've drained the egg. For
yeah.
sure.
You blow on the egg,
and then you just have the shell.
Yes.
Yeah.
No. You've not done that.
That's
you've
a fragile
that?
Egg. Then how can
it
you
is.
How can you hide those eggs and have the kids go get them?
You
They're
teach
smashed.
Them to be careful and not smash their
Don't
eggs.
Smash
That's
the
dumbest
eggs.
Thing ever.
Eggs are fragile no matter what.
That's dumb. You just boil the eggs and paint them.
Here's the
you
thing,
don't blow
though.
The yolk out.
Yes, you do,
you pervert.
I went in to get a dozen eggs the other day, and it was almost $8 for a
really?
Dozen eggs. And even just
what
the
a time,
six
huh?
pack, the six pack of eggs was $7.
Unbelievable.
How is that fair?
I got mine for $5
so
the other day.
It's really
Eggland's
hard.
Best.
It's still really hard to get a good deal on eggs right now. So I think that
you
this
be
is
yolking
a good.
Me.
This is a good
what
look
is
for don't, Breakfast don't Palace. Don't
It is.
That's a great story.
Thanks,
it
guys.
Is. That's really good.
It is Thanks. A good story.
All right,
I'm
I got the minus.
For breakfast food.
I
go.
Want eggs right now.
Bring us down, Honestly. Jer.
No. I got a food one, too, actually.
Oh.
This is a minus, though, because there's a pizza place in Australia that is dividing the internet this morning with its newest offering. They're putting oranges on their pizza, and I think that is a huge minus. That is disgusting.
Yeah, that's awful.
The place is called Bubba Pizza. They have about 15 locations in Australia. What they're doing is a ham and orange pizza, so they're calling it Hawaiian instead of putting the pineapple on there. I don't know. Are pineapple prices through the roof right now? They're using oranges instead, so it's ham and orange. Again, the internet is divided on this today. I probably in camp disgusting.
You
I'm not a fan of the pineapple on the pizza. I'm not a fan of warm fruit.
Yes.
In general.
Thank you.
You know.
That's disgusting.
That's probably why I don't like pies too much.
Apple
pie, cherry pie,
gross.
No, thank you.
Guys are crazy.
Blueberry pie,
These are crazy words you're
saying. Really? Yes. Something about warm fruit.
I don't like
gets
it. I'm with you 100%.
Yeah, I'm a fan. I like blueberry pie especially. I am a huge supporter of pineapple on pizza.
Ugh. Are you?
The orange on pizza, I've got to wrap my mind around it a little bit, but when you said it's with ham, I was like, okay, I can.
It'll have that citrusy, salty taste.
Yeah,
but
that route.
The
like,
pictures, and obviously they're peeled. So they peeled the orange. Yeah. They're not just slicing it and throwing
throw
it on
a whole
there.
Orange. I on know, top. It's like,
or in Josh's case, poke a hole in it and blow on it. But yeah, it's just the pictures of it. Like the oranges just look kind of squishy and nasty on the pizza.
Gross.
So there is pictures of it on our Facebook if you want to check it out. Yeah. Jeremy Gady, Josh on Facebook.
And if you don't like orange or fruits warmed, you should just try grilling them and see if maybe that, because the charcoal, like
grilled
the
pineapple,
burnt,
yeah.
Yeah, it's actually supposed to create like crystals around the fruit and make it even better.
It's better. I've had grilled pineapple like on a burger.
That's cold.
I just don't like the warm fruit. I'm with Jer on that.
All right,
buddy. What's the interesting?
I got the interesting, and this is a huge positive interesting for me, because last night, the Colorado Avalanche's very own Nathan MacKinnon scored his 1,000th point in the NHL.
Which is a huge deal.
So his first 500 points in the NHL came in 528 games played. His second 500 points came in 328 games played.
Oh, my gosh.
He knocked 200 games off the amount of points, which it's unbelievable to think about that, first of all, because he has skyrocketed. He had a really, really good rookie season, and then he kind of tapered off a little bit. That's also when the Avalanche were just not good. They were a horrible hockey team. And then he just did the skyrocket to fame. It was absolutely unbelievable how quickly and how efficiently he was able to score these points in the NHL. He now is averaging more than a point per game in the NHL, which
is pretty good, huh?
Unbelievable. Well, he's probably the best player in the NHL right now. He won the MVP last year along with a plethora of other trophies.
Is this the most goals ever?
No.
Most points ever?
No. But he's the 100th player in the NHL to score 1,000 points.
Gotcha.
And there's 8 active players in the
NHL
right
now. What's the
highest points? Wayne Gretzky. Mm-hmm. He's got 2,930 points.
Do you think this guy's going to beat it?
I don't think anybody will ever beat that record.
Yeah, that's a record.
Wayne Gretzky
probably
is in a head and shoulders above everybody else, which is crazy. It's funny to think about sports. You can always kind of debate, like LeBron, Jordan, who's this, that better? You know, NHL's pretty solidified. Wayne Gretzky's the best player
of
ever
all
play.
Time.
However, I will say a little bit more hockey talk for Jeremy, because I know you just can't get enough of it.
This is almost as good as the eggs.
Alex Ovechkin is about to break Wayne Gretzky's goal record. He is 9 away from breaking it, which is unprecedented. No one ever thought that was going to be broken. But Ovechkin is just like the purest goal scorer ever, and he could probably even reach 1,000 goals, which
is unbelievable.
What does that
mean, the purest goal scorer
ever?
He
just scores
really
goals.
He's just really good at it.
He just scores
what
goals.
He does.
Like, that's what he does.
Wow.
He scores goals.
He's
really
scoring
cool.
goals in his sleep.
Congratulations to Nathan MacKinnon. He scored 1,000 points in his career last night. He actually had to do it twice, because the very first time he scored it, he got his 1,000th point. The entire team rushed the ice. They were so excited. And they were offside, so the goal did not count. But so he got to do it again. He
He's
got
like,
to
hold my beer.
Yeah, I know. He got to celebrate his 1,000th point twice, which is actually it's twice as good.
And
so
to do it against the Blackhawks, too. I'm sorry. I just really liked
We hate Chicago.
I really liked that.
It was nice.
Okay. Not at all, man.
Congrats,
all
right,
all
right.
I love your passion, buddy.
I love sports. I'm the local sports guy.
You love
I'm so
hockey.
Happy.
This guy loves hockey. There you go, guys. There's your PMI this morning. Your positive, your minus, and something interesting.